I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life.
Welcome, welcome. Debbie Dashinger here, and happy day of love to you. I'm so happy to be with you. I want to tell you that my day started out, I'm newly single. So for me, this is one of those days for people like, oh my God, I am wearing red, but it's like, oh my God, I didn't really feel like going out into the world with today. Because for 10 years when I was with somebody, it meant something different. Well, so here I am. And I go to my workout class. I've started this new workout regime at Legree Fitness Studios. It is a method created by Sebastian Legree. And it is no joke. It is 25 minutes of sheer intensity. And I did it because a challenge is good during change. So I show up for that. And the first thing our teacher, Ty, says to us is, Happy Valentine's Day, or Happy Newly Single Day, or Happy Single Awareness Day. I love that. Thank you for the laugh, Ty. And then he goes on to say, yes, it's a day of love, but check out self-love. This is a great day for self-love. So do something really nice for yourself today. Take a hot bath. Get a massage. Create a nice meal for yourself, or hot tea and a little respite and meditation. Today is a day of self-love. Do something kind and loving for you. So I love that. Turn my morning around. I offer it to you too. A little later on the show today, I'm featuring Lyra Kay, who helps passionate, purpose-driven entrepreneurs become phenomenal and make some serious ching-ching money with their unique special gifts. Lyra is going to be on later on Dare to Dream. And I'm going to share with you about making yourself clear, because people contemplate lists of things they want to do in their life. I know I've written them many times, and it's the most amazing feeling to have a life goal or a bucket list and then actually create them and live them. I have loved that. It's been life transforming. So we all do this, you know, places we want to go, people we want to visit, art, music, movies we want to enjoy, travel, experiences. Lists can be brief, they can be long, but every item is really important. As Anne Lamott puts it, we are all terminal on the bus. So since death is certain for us all, and the hour is uncertain, what matters right now to you? What matters really of value to you? This list, writing something like this, like, before I'm gone, I really want to experience this, and then what can I do about starting to take action to experience that? The list can help you get clear on what matters right now. So I recommend you try a humble to-do list to bring you happiness and to stay aligned with your ultimate purpose. Write a bucket list of things you really desire to do and be and have in this lifetime. And anything on that list that does not move you forward to your vision or joyful desires belongs instead on a chuck it list. So I'm talking about two lists, a bucket list and a chuck it list. A chuck it list is all about do not waste energy on anything not in alignment with your happiness or your life. So have a bucket list and a chuck it list of what you're letting go of and chucking away, and the bucket list where you're going to expand, explore, create, and live out. What are your real heart's desires? Start to explore and experience your bucket list for your life. The Nigerian poet and novelist Ben Okri said, "Live while you're alive. Learn the ways of silence and wisdom. Learn to act. Learn a new speech. Learn to be what you are in the seed of your spirit. Learn to free yourself from all things that have molded you and which limit your secret and undiscovered road. When we come back, Lyra Kay is here to talk about making money with your unique gifts. Stay right there.
Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/debswinewonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/debswinewonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed at directsellers.com/debswinewonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/debswinewonders.
You've had enough of seeking for your purpose. You are ready to start living it. Right now, you only need one answer. What realizing your life's purpose will look like. How exactly will you do that? You don't want to make another mistake, change careers, only to feel trapped and bored again. You want to absolutely know what your special gift is and who you are meant to serve with your gift. Great business ideas are just that. They are aligned with your true essence and make a profound difference in somebody else's life. Get your free Activate Your Life's Purpose call with Lyra Kay, an international best-selling author, quantum success business, life coach, and your creative genius activator. Lyra Kay will help you take the next step today so you can make an impact and realize your potential now. Book your call at shesgotpassion.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Hi, I'm Jackie Zeman, and you may know me as Bobby Spencer from General Hospital, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com.
Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio and Podcast. And I've got Lyra Kay here, who's an international best-selling author, life and business coach, spiritual counselor, and a founder of She's Got Passion and the School of Inspired Life, a training center for purpose-driven creative professionals to find information and inspiration to stay on their mission to create a meaningful change in the world. Lyra has been assisting people to transform their lives over 20 years through art therapy-based workshops, practical seminars, transformational classes, psychotherapy, art, international curatorial projects, as well as through coaching, speaking, and spiritual healing sessions. You can find out more about her at shesgotpassion.com. Lyra, welcome to Dare to Dream.
Hello there. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy to have you. And I want to ask, what is an international curatorial project? I don't know what curating creatives or a curatorial project means.
Oh, this was so much fun. As I mentioned, I lived in 5 countries. One of those was France in Marseille. And just after very busy life in London and showing, and I mean, I've been an artist, showing my work everywhere, and then kind of escaped with my husband to France to have a couple of extra babies. And we were kind of like, let's escape that old big art scene. And then what happened very quickly, we really missed it. So what I did, I organized, we basically set up a gallery in our own house. And I started, because I have a lot of connections around the world with amazing artists, so I started picking up the works and we started showing it in our house in Marseille. And it became also a digital gallery. So we involved other curators and amazing artists, so hundreds of artists. And we would typically, I would sort of feel into some particular topic in my life. And then I would post that question to all of those hundreds of artists and say, what do you think? What do you want to create that would answer that question? Ooh. And they all would just jump in and create work. And then we would just have this amazing, it's called vernissage in French. And we would invite a lot of people and just have this exposure and just have that topic discussed in a very artistic way. And of course, I'm still connected with all my amazing friends, artists. So it's been fun. So that's what curating means.
I love the idea that you pose a question and from the question gets born this creative urge. And I'm sure the art forms that come out are entirely different expressions of the same question.
Absolutely. Yes, we had, and because we give freedom, obviously, it's create what you want. And everybody would experiment. And sometimes artists would make films and sometimes filmmakers would make animation and poetry. And we had performance art and we had, I mean, everybody was just exploring, like, what is the best way to talk about this topic. And of course, my idea for artists is that artists are messengers. We are futurists. We know what's going on. We know what's to come. And it's our responsibility to bring it to masses. So we need to find the language that would speak to everybody. Of course, now teaching business, this is primarily what I'm doing, is how do you translate your genius into something that people would actually pay for, right?
Yeah. And I, what is so fascinating, I think you're very unique, I have to say, because mostly in my life, I found people who are creative tend to really live in the creative space and have a lot of deficit about understanding management, business, money, and there's a big disconnect. Same thing with spiritual people. However, you bridge many different categories. You're a metaphysician. You are a very successful businesswoman. You are a creative artist, and you're a psychotherapist. So what a beautiful blend. And in your coaching work, Lyra, you say that creatives experience highs and lows living with their genius. Sounds a little manic, but talk about that. What are those highs and lows?
It's interesting is that, I mean, first of all, it's a tendency. I'm not saying that everybody necessarily is kind of living in highs and lows when they are creator, but it comes with an archetype. I've noticed that people who are stepping into, let's say, entrepreneurial world, which is very, it's basically, as I see, it is a very spiritual, it's a creative path. It's when you are giving something of yourself to the world. That's how I look at it. And so when you're stepping on that path, you're also stepping into an archetype of an artist. And as we know, right, like stereotypically, artists are, could be kind of crazy people and they are not normal and they are operating out of the box. And with that comes this, those are the highs and lows I'm talking about, because what differentiates anybody who is creative from, let's say, the normal people is that their feelings become more intense, right? So, and when you are reaching the depth of, so for some people, they can say you just have to be serious about something to become an expert. But you also can experience the real kind of undercurrent of what's going on. And sometimes it looks dark. It's like almost reaching your shadow. And from that place, you are bringing something to light. And on the other hand, which is just as could be feeling just as intense, is when you're going into some highs of creativity. And how many people report to me when they either writing a book or creating a program or product, they can't sleep. They forget to eat. They live in this kind of space of, like you said, most creatives live in the space of kind of the creatives or the world. But it can also, on a physical level, feel uncomfortable. And just as much as you can, you have to really learn how to live with your shadow and how to live with your darker side, you also have to be able to handle those big highs. Because a lot of people, when they are reaching that, what I've seen, I work a lot with self-sabotage, they start sabotaging the highs because it's too intense, it's too big. It's like, and how, you know, it's a kind of a cliche, like stop playing small, play big. But playing big requires you to have such an open heart, such a capacity to go there.
Those are great, because great segue. People who do want to play big, those who want to create their next big thing, like an idea, a movie, a project, a company, write a book, anything that's in their heart. What are the most important or most vital creation techniques?
Okay, I typically, first, like when people come to me with idea and say, I have this and I just kind of channeled it, right? Which is fantastic. So we talk about the kind of different type of channeling, which is I always say that as a creatives are obviously are very sensitive to what's going on. Mm-hmm. I say, do your research. You need to be grounded first in what is in reality, basically doing your market research, looking at what is actually needed, also finding out who you really are in this world. And that is a very grounded and humble experience when you are getting feedback from people, when you're actually seeing what is the impact that you're already making and what is needed in this world from the real people. And then from that place, when you've gathered information, and I always love bringing Einstein or all those geniuses who kind of, we, as far as we know, the apple fell on his head and he suddenly came up with something, right? But I said, you know, he spent 20 years developing the idea first, right? So it's like research and education and training, all of that stuff is a kind of the grounding before you go into those, to the source and channel in a very inspired place. And then you have to bring it back and you have to edit and you have to make it, you have to package it, basically. This is the kind of branding part of business or any idea. And so I say creative process goes like this: grounded, high, grounded.
Oh, that's excellent. I love that. So it's like grounded, high. But wouldn't it start on a high, actually, because you're inspired first, inspired to do something, and then you have to ground yourself to make sure things get executed, and then you go into that high as it starts to manifest, and then you ground yourself to do more?
Yeah. But I think by the time people come to me, they're already very high. Mm-hmm. So they've done that first impulse already happened. And then, of course, what we want and kind of what my, I think what I'm really doing is I'm making them phenomenal from being good. Like nobody's who's coming to me are like average. They're already amazing people. It's just now we want to become phenomenal. So from that, we want to always reach the next step, next stage of depth, like understanding the topic, really, really caring that it's actually is going to do something in this world, because I think that's what, like you mentioned, with creatives, always there is a disconnect between like art for art or is it art for people. So I'm trying to get people to really feel for people It's like it's the kind of I think it's a basically spiritual growth that needs to happen. For myself, I have to say it wasn't a given. I've always been a very and big introvert, a kind of a psychic kid, very in my own world. And then only by the age of 40, and that, by the way, I was teaching my stuff from age of 17. So by the age of 40, I actually felt for people. This is the first time I've really understood that I have a physical body that is needs to be nurtured. And at the same time, I realized that there are people around me, and my work totally transformed to it from even doing all those curatorial projects. It was always like playing with my own ideas. And suddenly with coaching and writing books, it became so personal, so direct. And the impact that I'm making now is like, I can't even compare with that awareness of what people are actually needing.
Beautiful. Well, as I like to say, make your magic, do your art. You and the universe must conspire together to extinguish the weeds of mediocrity so that genius may bloom. When we come back, we're going to be asking Lira Kay about how can people make money with their unique gifts. We'll start to explore that. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
Learn at your desk teleseminars. Desire to fix your finances? Become a best-selling author? Execute your goals full circle from dream to done? Learn how to be interviewed on the radio for your business? Expert Debbie Dashinger teaches worldwide teleclasses. Her teleseminars receive rave reviews. Sign up for the teleclasses or receive the downloadable audios. Go to DebbieDashinger.com for your audio class now.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My Bestseller Book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Debbie Dashinger, and I'm back with Lira Kay at shesgotpassion.com. Lira, the big question, and it really is a big question, how can people make money with their unique gifts? Let's explore that. Give me some fodder here, and let's see what we can find out more to help people.
In my experience, it starts with understanding what is it that you're selling. This is the first step, because As we know, artists or creative people, inventors, founders, they're very, very excited about the idea and the passion. And what I say, energetically speaking, that passion is there to fuel our own beautiful selves. Now, in business, what you want to see is how that passion translates into something that matters to other people, right? This is why that the first step is to shift from that me, beautiful me, it's wonderful state. But for business, you need to shift into what is needed in the world. What can I do with my gift? Once you answer that question, you want to then package it. I mean, it's very simple. You need to know how to market this. And you need to become somebody who can market. And for that, you might want to work on your own fears of being visible. Fear of success is big. I've seen people turn down most amazing opportunities for exposure just because they were, as we talked about those highs, they were afraid of the highs. What's going to happen to me, my life, my family, my friends often? Like, how am I going to be flying away from this all, right? Because something that is comfortable, obviously, is holding us back sometimes, right? So all of those things, when you deal with that, somehow money is just a consequence of you operating despite your fears and selling what is needed in this world. So your idea becomes something tangible for other people, something that they want from you.
Okay, so I heard you say to make money with unique gifts, the first step is understand what you're selling. Second step, your passion translates into what matters to others. So what is needed? How can I offer my gift? And the third step is to, well, I always say hire. So that's my point of view. But hire someone, because I'm not great at marketing. Hire someone to do that, which you're not a genius at. So hire someone to market, be willing to be visible, and sell what it is that you have to offer.
Yes, yes. And even though we are hiring people, we are still going to be representing our own ideas. You see, we are here to do something in the world, and often we cannot hide behind a kind of some kind of institutions. Because the thing is that we have, because I teach often, what I teach people is, how do you expand your energy? How do you become more charismatic? Mm-hmm. Because you have to be a leader. So it all requires you to be stepping out of the closet, somebody described it, or come out of your woods. Some people say, this is what they're doing. They come out into the big wide world and they announce themselves. And this is like, it takes guts. It's like, it takes quite a bit of, you know, courage to come out like this. And then you're becoming the face of your company. You're becoming the face of your product. And when we are talking about selling genius, mm-hmm. We are talking about selling you as a unique self, so nobody else can do this. So, of course, what I'm teaching is selling for the very high point, because yes, you are the only one who can do that kind of work in this world. Mm-hmm. So, I think marketing comes from your heart, and your heart need to be brave and open enough to do that.
And Lira, what's your understanding of how to set up a creative breakthrough? Can you explain that and also offer an example from your clients?
Mm-hmm. Faith. So I want to talk about faith. A lot of the workshops I do, people walk out, and I had this very early on when I started coaching, and one woman walked out of this big workshop, and she said, and we did not talk about faith. And she said, Lira, it was all about faith, wasn't it? And we talked, I don't even remember what the topic was anymore, but the point, because I said, yes, you understood it right. It is about faith. It is about kind of seeing the miracle of you in this world. What is it that you can do? And don't underestimate yourself. You're a powerful being. And the kind of creative process that happens, and what helps somebody to really come out of the shell, really, and become that leader and creative creative leader in particular, is somebody who believes that they are worth it. That's the real mechanics. That's the kind of psychology behind it. So often what I do with people is just give them a lot of, unconditional love, and say, listen, it's not, you are as you are. You already absolutely worth it, and you're good, and you're good enough to start serving. Yes, so that is, and my clients, like one of the examples, I'm just leading a group right now, one of my masterminds. And believe it or not, one of the first assignments they had was to go and do charity. I said, mm-hmm. You have to experience giving without attachment. Just see what it feels like. Remember that energy, then bring it into your business. It transforms everything.
That's amazing. So when you talk about understanding what you're selling, I'm really curious, how do you have a process that helps people understand how to take a passion and translate it? Or maybe they have a myriad of passions. How do they cull it down or make a marriage of all those passions? What is your process for that?
I've got that asked a lot. Basically, in business language, what is my niche? Right? What is it that, where do I belong? What is it that I'm selling?
Right, or my why?
Right. And so what I'm talking about, you have to make a decision, especially for multi-talented people, as we all are, right? We have many talents. So that means at some point you have to just make that commitment to serving people. So commitment is not, oh, it's about me. Commitment is what is needed in the world. And then which of my gifts would be included in this service, right? So, when we're talking about ideal clients or audience, who is it that you're meant to serve? I say, it's up to you. Your life is bringing you people, kind of, you can see who is naturally attracted to you, but also it is often about who do you want to work with. I always invite people to look into the future, obviously, play kind of out of the comfort zone a little bit, go higher, go get clients who are very, very inspiring to you. Not just that you are the becoming, it's not just you are the inspiration for them, but they are inspiring you too. And then, so you kind of make decisions. So often it is about, it's a process of eliminations and saying, no, okay, that is not what I'm doing, and this is what I'm doing. It's kind of defining that. And like I said, it's really, we go often very intuitively. I think people are typically, they know what they meant to do. They just say, listen, I have this passion. I just want to do that. I said, let's do that.
And so I'm curious, thank you so much for fleshing this out. And I'm taking notes as you're speaking, because this is something people don't talk about. But out there, as an entrepreneur, you hear all the time to figure this stuff out. So thank you for going into it. When you say, find out what is needed in the world, how do they go about that? I know the old method, which I find very passé now, was do a survey. Go on social media and present a survey and people will tell you what they need, or do it through your newsletter database if you have one. But my goodness, there must be a new way, because I think that's been around so long, we're all over it. So how do you recommend people figure out what actually is needed in the world?
So besides the old-fashioned way, which is, it's still happening. But I also say, especially if somebody is in a big hurry to create a business, I say, listen, in this big world of entrepreneurs, like everybody is selling something, right? So there's so many different ways and different passions and different products. So what I'm always saying is that look inside. So typically, energetically, we would attract people into our lives who are very much like ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that means you don't have to guess so much. What is it? What are those people are thinking? What were you thinking 2 years ago before you solved your problem? So, and you know yourself inside out. Start with that. Start going. And often, what does it take? Is to, for you to be very honest with yourself, to kind of become analytical about your own life, your own selves, So you kind of have to become, kind of put the hat of a researcher on and then just look at yourself as a scientist and say, okay, look, that's what happened to me. This is why it happened. This is what I did. Step one, step two, step three. And that's how it goes.
Wow. Excellent. So we're going to explore more when we come back. We're just getting started. And if it's time for you to be an author, if that's in your heart as a creative, as a business person, or wherever you're headed from, if you really want to write a book, hire a certified coach who shows you how to write and how to write a page turner. I'm a book coach, and I take your book to international bestseller guaranteed while booking you on media interviews. So get your book written, become a bestseller, and gain visibility through interviews. Email bestseller at debbiedashinger.com, and we'll be right back. Do you love wine? Do you enjoy drinking it or sharing it? Well, maybe you know a lot about wine, maybe you don't. Thanks for entrusting me with picking and choosing the most amazing wines from all over the world and delivering them to your home or business. You will receive as few or as many bottles of wine as you like, with tasting notes in your magical box of wine, detailing the regions, the history, and even food and wine pairing. We will deliver to you the best wine in the world. So get in, get wine, get social at directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. Sit back and truly enjoy our wines, because we take great pride. We have invested a great deal of time selecting the most incredible wines from all over the world we know you'll enjoy and want to share. At directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. Yum.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. I'm speaking with Lyra Kay, and I'm Debbie Dashinga. Lyra, for 30 years, is a workshop leader, author, and she curates artists around the world. Lyra has won awards such as Member of Art Femme TV and NAPW Businesswoman of the Year. You can learn more about her at shesgotpassion.com. So, Lyra, I guess I'll start here, because that conversation really has my brain going. And I shared something with you during the break, and I'll say it here, and then I'll ask the question. And what I shared is, because I'm out in the entrepreneur world, and I'm in a mastermind group, and I know the struggle that goes on, and I understand the statistics are very poor for an entrepreneur to actually make it. So when you say how to make money using your unique gifts, that's no joke. That is a skill that is really needed. What I would like to know is, how can entrepreneurs, creatives, people who are creating a business out of their gifts, how can they get out of their own way?
That's a wonderful question. I always want to bring this analogy. And I know that I'm a little bit kind of going against what else is said about philosophy of, you know, being spiritual, kind of kill your ego. You need to be detached from all this material stuff and desires. And what I'm saying, and mainly because I had been a psychotherapist in my past, and also as a spiritual person, I know that really, as soon as you're born a human, you have this duality. You have your ego and you have your spirit. So your spirit wants you to be expressed. Give to people, do something good in this world. And your ego wants you to stay safe. This is your inner child, and it is always going to be sabotaging anything that is out of your kind of safety, normality. We're talking normality of a small child, right? So imagine that is a very small normality. So yes, you're going to be faced always with a kind of resistance. So how do you overcome the resistance? So my way is what you said, actually, Debbie, earlier on about self-love, the practice of self-love, unconditional love. So often when people talk about unconditional love, they're thinking about spiritual love. What I'm talking about is, no, look at your ego and think that when you were in your mother's womb, you wanted to be you. This is when the unconditional love ever happened for you. You didn't have to do anything to be warm and safe and fed. That's the really what you're fundamentally looking for. And this is the quality or desire or yearning of not of your spirit, but of your ego, of your human self. And that means you can't really get away with it. You can't kill it. Why would you kill the, such a beautiful part of you? So what you want to accept that you have that part of you that will be actually sabotaging you, will be giving you some noise on the background whenever you're reaching out for something. And what you want to do is you want to practice self-love. It is not that once you're going somewhere to a therapist or coach and somebody heals you and it's done. But it is about, just like if you had a child, and for I have five, so I know, and you, if you had children, you know what it's like. Your child always wants to be fed, always wants to be hugged, right? It's not like I just hugged him on Monday and now on Friday I can do it again. No, you have to do it every day, maybe three times a day, you know? So it's the same with your ego. Attend to your ego. Give yourself attention. This is how we heal it. This is how we keep it tamed. And I would say in control, nothing wrong with being in control of your own self. Right? Of your own, those strange impulses and triggers, I'd say understand it, accept it, and then just work with it. And a lot of the things I do with my entrepreneurs is teaching them exactly how their mind works and how they can manipulate their mind to get their spirit to shine and do the work in the world they have to do.
All right. Well, so one of your programs is about being phenomenal, and I'm wondering if you will offer us a tip so that people can gain a mindset to empower.
Okay. The programs are all about how do you get from good to amazing. So certain things are going to happen. So one of the tips I already kind of mentioned when I talked about niche and kind of finding out what is it that you're supposed to be doing is to make decisions. You have to become very skilled at making decisions. With that, you want to see that your fears are not real. Those are the fears of ego, of your inner child, right? He's or she's always going to have fears. So don't worry about not having fears. It's just always operating despite fears and understanding that whatever I'm saying to myself, whatever I am doubting or whatever I am, and artistic people often doubt not just themselves, but they doubt the audience, they doubt the world, the people, they think people will not understand me, they will not accept me, right? Mm-hmm. So you just need to get over that. It's not real. I have not met anybody I worked with who started coming out with the gifts in a big, powerful way, and somehow they were not anybody who would respond to them, right? So it's not about that. People are waiting for you, but you need to get over that. I call it like little arrogance, artistic arrogance. Get mm-hmm. over yourself. mm-hmm. I think it's really funny. But I've done it for myself, and it's been huge, huge for just kind of like, come on, of course you are needed. No problem mm-hmm. with that. So this is the kind of tip. Work with your, operate despite your fears. I know it's a cliche, everybody says that, but I think it helps to understand. And really what I do, I get people to experience their fears and also experience the safety of being powerful, which only comes from, as we typically do on the program, I say, you have to first take action. I want to see how you do this thing, assignments, whatever you have to do in business, and then come back and tell me how you felt. And then we discuss, and then we have evidence of how safe it was really to do that. So that would be my tip. Just find evidence that you are okay when you are powerful.
Oh, I love that. Find evidence, find proof. You're okay, mm-hmm. you're powerful. And what about you? What for you, Lyra, personally, what lesson took you the longest to learn?
For me personally, it was kind of getting over some drama in my life that happened. I lost my husband, my first husband, to suicide. And it was really not forgiving myself, I tell you. It took me like 8 years to even come to the point where I could kind of, how do you say it? Like look myself in the eye and say, listen, it wasn't your fault. It was in fact nothing to do with you. You couldn't have done anything. But that forgiveness process opened up a totally different way I could connect with people. Because it is like whenever you're doing business, it is about, it doesn't matter about business. It's about really actually in your relationship. It's huge with today's Valentine's Day, right? It's right. huge when you can get over those that pain that you've been carrying and forgiving yourself. If you can forgive other people, that's like a bonus. Just forgive yourself, that would be good enough. And from that place, for me, this is when it's all started. I suddenly could talk to people and not hide myself and not kind of not thinking somehow that I'm less than or I'm not good enough. And I mean, I know it's kind of funny because nobody on the outside would ever notice that. I've been always very successful. But on the inside, I know how much energy I gained from just stop that self kind of like,
flagellation.
I have to hold myself. I can't really show all of myself to the world. That's not good.
Mm. And what about today? What daily ritual or practice do you engage in that keeps you heart-centered and grounded?
Nature. That's very simple. I go out to my garden, a beautiful garden. I'm looking at it now. Just coming out and breathing in the sun. I have huge connection actually with all of that. It's partially I'm coming from Siberia. My ancestors are coming from Siberia and they're practicing shamanism. Mm-hmm. So all they do all day long is going and praying to the trees and mountains. And like, this is somehow in my blood, I guess. So I feel great connection with nature. And if I want any daily ritual, is just that. And other than that, I think it's like there are some certain disciplines that I definitely exercise in my life. As an artist, as a creative, I think we kind of need to be aware of artistic practice or professional practice that we actually need to wing it instead of waiting for the good moment to do it. So I always had a ritual or practice, I guess, of coming into my studio every day and either paint or write or coach or whatever I'm doing. I'm always doing it. I'm not stopping. You know, so kind of that's the, I guess that's what keeps me very elevated and connected, obviously.
And what do you have going on? What are you offering right now, and where can people connect with you? How can they work with you?
Right now, the best way is to go to shesgotpassion.com and just reach out, and we can talk about what your idea or talent is, and we can see where we can go with that. That would be the best way. I'm in the middle of my launch of relaunch. In fact, I had a School of Inspired Life for a couple of years, but I'm relaunching it now. The She's Got Passion is just like a branch from there. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be coming up pretty soon, maybe next month. And then the doors to School of Inspired Life will be open. So I'm going to get much more people coming in, because right now it's one-on-one clients who are amazing, and some masterminds. And then we're going to expand into real trainings, because I've been asked to certify people, healers, because I do quite a bit of quite amazing, actually, like therapeutic work in the world and using really interesting techniques. So people who experience that, they say, can you just certify me now? Because I'm so becoming fluent at this, releasing pain, releasing the wounds. It's so personal. But I think this is what we artists do. We transcend something very personal into something universal that anybody can really use and understand. So that's what I'm up to.
Beautiful. Well, this is Dare to Dream, Lyra Kay. What are you next? What do you dare to dream next? What are your future dreams and goals?
Well, I would love to, at some point, as I mentioned about certifications, I want to have, and this is actually what happened with all the political situation. That's what made me thinking, is that mental health care, we kind of have to take responsibility for that. Instead of relying on kind of the system to do that, I think if I could spread the word and teach people how to heal themselves, that would be great. And for that, I want to train healers who can train more healers, and kind of we should be out there doing this thing. And of course, in business-wise, I think it just makes sense. As soon as you're becoming effective, and you are becoming, and you want to have professional practice, this is when it becomes a business rather than just kind of accidentally I'm helping somebody. You need to be regular, you need to be paid, you need to have certain boundaries around how it's happening. And I think this is like, that's a kind of a next stage. But what I'm looking for is for people to be educated in this life, in how to elevate the energy, how to let go of the past wounds, and how to become very effective givers in this world.
And use their unique gifts to make a great living and money. And Lyra Kay, thank you so much for being with us. I really enjoyed this. Thanks for being on Dare to Dream.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been so wonderful.
Really, for me as well. I end today's show with this quote from Abraham Maslow. The great lesson is that the sacred is in the ordinary, that it is to be found in one's daily life, in one's neighbors, friends, and family, in one's backyard. Next up on Dare to Dream Radio and Podcast, I am featuring Lynn McTaggart and Dr. Bradley Nelson. Subscribe to my inspirational YouTube videos. Go to youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And if it is time for you to become a best-selling author and get visible, like Lyra was talking about, get booked on radio and podcasts, get big results, just write to me at bestseller@debbiedashinger.com. Remember, the secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products, sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible.